do you think she did mention something about the Australia would be a republic after the reign of the current queen? Do you think that's something that will affect Australians? And do you think it's something that they will vote for it? Because the last referendum, they weren't for it at all.
Australia is very, very divided regarding the republic issue. And it does flow through into mainstream politics. So if, for example, that the Labor Party support a republic, the Liberal Party support the constitutional monarchy, if people do actually feel so strongly that they will vote against their normal political views in order to either remain a constitutional monarchy or go towards a republic. Yes, Julia Gillard has made mention about becoming a republic after the current queen passes away, and hopefully that'll be a long time coming. It's a long process. It's not something that, oh, the Queen's just passed away, let's become a republic next week. It's an incredibly long process that will, you'll probably see a couple more monarchs go by the way before it ends up happening.
I imagine.
I, for one, am a bit of a republican, but at the moment our economy isn't in a state where we can afford to muck about with things like that. We've got more important things to look at, like poverty.
That surprises me when you say you're homesick and you maybe want another elected politician as your figurehead leader. That's quite a paradox there.
Yeah, it is. But I've never, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you know, England is where I was born. And there's still a lot of very, very fond memories of England. Over here, the fact that we're a constitutional monarchy means nothing to most people. If the Queen goes to a cricket match, if she goes to an Ashes match, like, say, the next Ashes series when we're actually going to win it, she'll support England. She put her, I think, opinion, I may be wrong, but she put her weight behind England's bid for a recent Commonwealth Games or something like that, and rather than Australia's, for obvious reasons. She's English. So we don't really see her as a day-to-day person, if you know what I mean, that has an effect on Australian or Australian politics on a daily basis. Our effective head of government is
the Prime Minister.
A lady. Well, no, our effective head of government is a Governor General, and she's the she's the Queen's representative in Australia.
Right,
Her name's Quentin Bryce, I believe. But yeah, she's effectively our head of government, and she supposedly wields more power than our Prime Minister, but it's just in name only.
Yes.
And that's pretty much what the Republic is here, in name only. And so there's certainly a strong argument as to why we should keep it, and that is, sorry, not the Republic, the constitutional monarchy. There's a good argument just to basically say, look, it ain't broke. It's not bothering us. Why change it?